Okay, then.
Jonah was socially awkward, but he didn't seem like a bad guy. Maybe once I knew what kind of creature he was, I could make a better connection with him.
Ah, yes. Finally, we are alone.
I closed my eyes for just a second, wishing Bathan would go away. But instead, I heard him settle into the chair in front of me. I feel the heat of him and smell his cologne.
Still here, and I won't be leaving for at least 3 full minutes.
I rubbed at the bridge of my nose, wishing I didn't like the sound of his voice. Wishing I'd found a way to break his hold on Delaney and exile him from ordinary.
I brought a gift.
I opened my eyes. He stared straight at me, smiled.
I don't want a gift.
Now, Myra, this is a friendly gathering. I'm being friendly, with a friendly gift.
He tipped his head down toward the object on the table. It was a box of tea. A box of very expensive tea that I could only get from one specialty tea shop in Eugene. I loved this tea. It was my favorite.
What is that?
Bathan leaned forward, getting comfortable.
That is tea.
I don't want it.
Oh, I think you do.
Did you bring a gift to every person you speed dated?
Would that make you jealous? Are you admitting you have feelings for me?
I don't get jealous, and I don't feel anything for you.
Is that so? I will remind you I am a demon, and I can sense when people lie.
It's not a lie. And because you are a demon, I don't believe that you can tell when a person is lying or not.
Why would you doubt me?
Demons lie.
We also tell the truth, often, and to great effect.
He was derailing this conversation and leading it to places I didn't want to be. This wasn't a real date. For me, this wasn't even a speed date. This was a chance to interrogate people. And Bathan was in the hot seat. One eyebrow raised. He must have clocked my change of attitude and liked it. Well, he wasn't gonna like it in a minute. So demons tell the truth?
Yes.
Good. Think you can tell the truth for the next 2 minutes?
Will you accept the tea if I say yes?
Fine, yes.
Then my words shall remain pure and true and honest.
All right. Did you have any part in the Crossroads demon being there yesterday?
No. I'm curious as to why you think I might have. I did try to kill her, as you'll recall.
Don't be so casual about that, killing someone.
So now you're a defender of demons? I'm on board for that.
Do you know what she and I were discussing?
I can assume it was how to get rid of me and that she promised to bring to you a means to my end, which, hurtful. I also assume you were looking for a way to make me give your sister's soul back, but you know I can't do that, Myra.
Won't do that, not can't do that.
Good point. I won't do it.
Why?
The possession of a soul isn't a one-way street.
Are you saying Delaney owns a part of you? That she owns a part of your soul? I don't believe you. Demons don't have souls.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Are you lying about that?
No.
Which could be a lie. But from how steadily he held my gaze, from what I could see in his eyes, interest, humor, and something closely resembling sincerity, maybe he wasn't lying. Explain how a demon possessing a soul is a two-way street.
No.
I'll find out how it works. You know I will.
If anyone could, it would be you, Myra Reed. But it is not knowledge found anywhere in this world.
That won't keep me from finding it.
Then you will.
Why don't you just give this up? Why don't you just give her back her soul? It would make everything easier. It would make everything better.
Not everything.
What do you mean? The little crystal bell sang out in Bertie's hand, and Bathan sat back and bumped the tea toward me with his long fingers.
Well, you don't need to give me your number. I know where you live.
That doesn't sound stalkery at all.
If I were stalking you, trust me, you'd know.
Because you'd be sending me creepy poems in the mail?
No. Why do you ask? Is someone sending you creepy poems?
No. Could he tell I was lying?
I see.
Well, crap. I looked away, unable to hold his gaze any longer. I covered that by reaching down for an ice cube out of the wee bucket.
Is that for me?
Nope. I popped the ice in my mouth.
Fine. Good. Because I've already gotten what I wanted.
Uh-huh. I crunched down on the ice, bored, hoping he'd catch a hint and leave me alone. He stood.
This has been very educational, Myra, don't you think?
Something about his words gave me goosebumps. As if he had just gently but firmly wrapped an arm around me, offering me his heat, his strength, his solid presence against all the worries and doubts and fears of the world. It was a subtle but alluring illusion, and very, very tempting.
So stubborn.
And then, with one last smile, he moved on to the next table. I found I couldn't look away from him. I found I didn't want to.